One of Pennsylvania's most endangered natives is the bog turtle, a tiny but important species that lives in eastern Pennsylvania's disappearing spring-fed wetlands. Development and the loss of agricultural meadowlands have taken a toll on the turtle and its habitat. But a major partnership between scientists and landowners could reverse the downward trend. The Allegheny Front's Deborah Weisberg has the story. It's part of our series, Protecting Pennsylvania's Wildlife.
Penn State University wetlands biologist Jean Rocco hoists himself over a pasture gate while a herd of curious cows looks on. This three-acre wetlands is home to a colony of bog turtles. Although they are one of Pennsylvania's most endangered species, Rocco says this carefully managed colony is thriving.
Maybe the most distinctive aspect of this marsh is the fact that it has been fenced to contain livestock. And the livestock in this case are serving to control the invasion of woody species.
Although development was proposed for the area, when bog turtles were discovered, the property owners agreed to have their marsh managed for this rare animal. Much of Pennsylvania's spring-fed habitat has been lost to sprawl. Rocco and fellow biologist Scott Fiegel are checking turtle traps here and at similar spots throughout eastern Pennsylvania, slogging sometimes knee-deep through muck 7 days a week, from the time turtles emerge from hibernation until they begin laying eggs in mid-June. Fiegel says the mucky substrate protects turtles from predators and helps them regulate their body temperature.
They're known as having wet feet and a dry shell. You often find them with just the very top of their shell exposed while they're down in the mud in the muck.
Fiegel and Rocco have to check traps at least once a day to prevent the turtles from overheating. To call this labor-intensive is an understatement, but one that comes with great rewards.
Yes, we have our first capture. Looks like a young turtle. We'll see in a minute. What's sex?
Rocco gently removes the turtle from the trap. It fits into the palm of his hand, which is pretty standard size for a bog turtle.
She crawled right up, and what is really nice about this animal is that it's never been found. It's a new turtle, and this site just keeps producing more new unmarked turtles.
Rocco counts the rings on her shell to determine her age.
About 6 or 7. Very beautiful animal. Now you can see the appeal. It's a diminutive little turtle. You can see the orange blotch on either side of the neck. They've very promptly come out of the shell and investigate their surroundings. Beautiful. Look at this thing. Unmarked. Beautiful. Impressive.
Despite being handled, the turtle doesn't retreat into its shell. That curiosity and apparent lack of fear make it especially vulnerable to poachers. Because they are small and friendly, as well as beautifully marked, bog turtles are in demand on the black market, although trafficking in any protected species is a serious crime.
They fetch a pretty high price in the pet trade. I'm sure they're a pretty hot item in Europe, Japan, other markets.
Rocco begins processing the young female.
Let's get the file. We'll use a small triangular file.
He makes a notch in the edge of its shell so it can be identified in future surveys. As Rocco files, the turtle retreats into its shell.
There you go, very small notch.
Rocco weighs and measures the turtle, while Fiegel records the data in a notebook before returning the turtle to the muck.
38 grams, about 3 1/8 ounces.
Bog turtles live a long time, but are slow to sexually mature and typically produce just 3 eggs a year. It's one reason colonies fail to rebound from poaching and habitat degradation. Bog turtles have traditionally thrived in spring-fed meadowlands where cows control woody vegetation. That in turn promotes the growth of tussock sedge and other grasses turtles need for nesting and for basking in the sun. Fiegel says cows are a key part of managing habitat for bog turtles.
It's found that controlled grazing, you allow cattle in some of these areas, that'll help cut back on the woody vegetation as well as some of the tree growth. And also there's hands-on activities where we go in with chainsaws and we cut down some of the red maple and the other species that are creating an overstory and shading the wetland.
Landowner cooperation is seen as critical to the future of the bog turtle in other ways, too. The Nature Conservancy is buying easements from willing property owners so it can better manage and protect the bog turtle. This woman bought her northeastern Pennsylvania farm with the understanding it would be managed for this rare species. We're not identifying her to protect her property from poachers.
We found this farmhouse, and we were very much interested in it. And there had been some lookers, but because of the bog, there had to be a stipulation that you wouldn't develop it. And being a person who's into conservation, that was something that appealed to my husband and I. As a matter of fact, it's one of the things that I'm most proud of, being able to protect a little part of the environment for tomorrow's children.
She has a good relationship with Conservancy land steward George Gress, who often comes to track turtle movement across her six-acre bog. The goal is to see if turtles are traveling far enough to ensure genetic exchange and to help the Conservancy expand habitat management efforts. Heading into the bog, Gress holds up what looks like an old-fashioned TV antenna to try to pick up the signal of a turtle that's been outfitted with a tiny radio transmitter. The signal eventually leads him to a new wetland 200 yards away.
She should be right down in there. She definitely knew she's out there now. There's her antenna. You can see her antenna there. Sticking on there. You see her tail right there on the back end of her shell. And there's the... She hissed a little bit. Her transmitter's all intact. She looks like she's a happy camper, so...
Gress is surprised at how far the turtle has moved in less than a week and encouraged, since one of his goals is to restore at least some of the bog turtle's native range.
One of the future things that we hope to do is to create wetlands close to bog turtle areas that are existing or possibly enlarge bog turtle wetlands so that we can hopefully increase those populations and hopefully, you know, if things go right, maybe even get to a point where we can reintroduce turtles to where they were before. That's still a long way off, but it's kind of one of those far out possibilities that we may eventually get to.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Deborah Weisberg.